Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock on the dot, and you are listening to Organic Pimpin' with the one and only Dude Talk and our main host, Organic OK. Organic, speak up.
I think we have to, you know, clear it up. The show is called Embodying My Pimp. You see, the pimping is bodying my spirit. See, that's the part he's not telling you. The pimping is embodying my spirit. It's organic. And from now on, co-host, just look at the title, and you won't have much understanding. Have the title in front of you, man. And stop cracking telling me in my pimping.
Yeah. Okay, look, I'll tell you what. I want to give everybody an idea about what this show is about, what it can do for them. Tell them how they need to be organically pimped.
Okay.
No, they need to do the organic pimping.
See, we understand the organic pimping is really, it's really what you talk about in your life. It's about how people are trying to destroy you with anything that you use to be happy. And they figure out little clever ways to undermine you, not necessarily giving you the excitement and give you the embracement that they're supposed to give you. You know, saying little slick things, you know, putting a little oil on your thoughts, make you slide a little bit more than you have to slide. You know, that kind of, you know, propaganda. So this organic pimping is showing people, yes, you're going to enjoy yourself. But no, you never have to worry about, oh, man, this is some slick stuff. It's going to scam me at the end of the day, man. I'm going to be feeling very sad. I'm gonna wake up, and I'm going to say, man, this is not how I want it. No, this is not that kind of pimping. You know, and I don't think we should waste time on trying to that pimping. I don't want to cross contaminate their ability.
I'm not contaminating anything, okay?
Hey, hold on a second. I ain't talking to you, man. I'm talking to the world, okay?
Sorry.
I'm talking to the people that don't understand. Hey, hold on a second. Are you trying to cross contaminate me?
I just said I wasn't.
Okay, man. That's what I'm saying. This is top dude, man. You know, anytime we get freedom, we spend more time talking about unfreedom things about organic pimping. You know, when people cite you about ideas and they try to take advantage of you, when we've seen greatness, why we haven't kept moving along with it? Why we keep going back, turning around and show people that, yeah, I see you taking advantage of me. Why we can't enjoy it? Because when people take advantage of you, and you just give them the freedom opportunity, you're almost breathless. So why do you think I'm not breathless? They're lying to me. Like, hey, you spend so much time trying to show them. They got plenty of people they're going to look forward to. Once they get past this point of not being able to take you, and they know more, they say, hey, the next person ain't going to get past you. And if you ever fall down and come through with the people that they actually, they're going to use the people that support you if you fall down. Or if you have to kick you and walk too deep, they're going to push you deeper. That's what it is. Did you know that? This show is going to be some point in time. It's not telling you what time or date. You know, it's going to have different people on here, different platforms, different pimping, different types of setups. People say, well, why me? Hold on a second. Cannot come in here and have all kind of filth in your ability and leave all that cross contamination in the lobby before people even walk into the greatness of the idea. You can't throw all that filth because a woman that's good, she's gonna do in your struggle and you don't know who she is, she's gonna show you something you respect. So why are we wasting our time on harvesting people that's showing us things from your cycling bin? When you open the cycling bin and got compost in it, do it smell? Yeah, it smell. Literally, someone got to dump that, right? So don't have people sit there and skim and give you something that's supposed to be in a garbage can and have you sit there smelling. Where'd the smell at? You took the trash out. You don't take the trash back in, do you? It's not the same trash that's in the garbage can. You took it out so it could be taken away. It's for a reason. Don't you say, Pop Dude?
Now, that was some rap right there, there, brother. Now, me, I want to embody some spirit a little bit. Tell me, what's the first step to embodying that spirit, you know?
See, one of the things you're trying to do is you're trying to have me chew your food for you, man. If I give you the food, you asshole, if you don't need somebody to, you know, you eat your food through a tube, are you?
No.
Okay, so the Pippin is the same way. When you chew the food, you got the ability with your own teeth. Some people got great teeth. Some people got great mouths, got great breath, got all these things. We got nasty mouths, ain't busted teeth. The food ain't going to taste the same. If people don't brush their teeth, their mouth ain't kept up, they don't have nasty tasting food. It's going to taste always like somebody jumped boo-boo in their mouth. But if that mouth got boo-boo in their own food. My point. You want me to tell you how to, this is not how organic pippin works. Organic pippin's not sitting here to throw it out there and be exploited by, you know, these vultures at the ears? Vulture, you only have vulture pass, guys. No. No, you haven't. Because vultures pass you, and you're the gas. So we're not here to say, hey, this movie, this is, see what you're doing is on Pippin. And if Pippin was just that, say oxygen. Because it's more to it than that. Oxygen of talking and listening. It's a experience, man. And you organically know that.
Yeah, okay, look. Don't make me out to be the enemy. I mean, I just wanted to know, but I thought this was like some sort of plan, some sort of, you know,
hey.
Some kind of
organic pippin. Listen to me, man. This is not about you as one person infiltrating the great ability of the harvest. That's plagiarizing organic pippin so it won't grow, so people to sit there and undermine the greatness, man. Don't try to talk to me with third hand and conversation sliding across your throat with fast ass of gas. It ain't just about you, man. It's about greater, man. You can't have somebody destroy your inventory because they got dirty hands. They put their hands in your food, everybody contaminated. You understand? When you come here, you got to make sure you wash your thoughts and wake up your ideas, man, because this here is stinking. It's stinking, man. And you know this organically. Think everything is... That's what people water down. Man, somebody can say, hey, make something to drink. Maybe it's partially some... frozen fruit juice. And they say, add a little water, you know, add maybe, you know, 3 cups of these, 8-ounce cups, whatever. You come along and add 16 more ounces, it tastes watery. You got to know when something is quality. And don't mess with it, man. And you know this, organic. Everybody don't have your thoughts, man. So wake your thoughts up to your thoughts, man. And wake up your ability to understand your thoughts, man. And you organically think you know this. No.
Look, I want to be organic. I think everybody out there, I mean,
hey, have you washed your hands and your thoughts first? Is your mind clear? Or is your mind not clear, man? And you should know this, man. If you don't feel comfortable, man, in being organic, you're contaminated, motherfucker. And you know this.
I'm sorry. Jeez, you're a frightening guy.
See,
really are,
that right there, you're contaminating my organic being, cross-contaminated, free. And see, I'm a rectified pimp. It's organic in my size. So no one's going
to
tell me, hey, you're a big guy. You're scary looking. You're this and this and that. You can't ever talk to organic and become cross-contaminated with that salt. So that's a person, man. And you didn't know that?
I want to be decontaminated right now. I do.
Do it. And come alive, man. Come alive. Man, on your thoughts besides your thoughts, man. And if you don't understand your thoughts, man, who going to hold your hand while your hand is going down the toilet stool, man? The water is cold, even when the toilet is rolling. It's cold water. Smelly toilet. You don't get the toilet water jump off your fecal waste and jump on your backside. Hey, toilet, hey. No more water on my backside. Man, they got the toilets that squirt water on you and clean your backside. Say, oh, no more missing. Squirt your back. Oh, no. Enemy. What is this? What is this? Enemy. No. Oh, these animals. Ah!
Just tell everybody the first step to freeing themselves, to free that spirit, and having no
everybody
more contamination.
Some people ain't got. Some people ain't taking stuff, man. Some people in wheelchairs, man, and they're rolling in the distance. See, this is the thing. When you are dealing with people's unique organic pimping, it's something about the ingredients. There's enhanced the experience. When people sit here and camouflage the thief of their wickedness and trying to act like they're relating to you and they're really just trying to degrade your ability, man, we have seen so much in society. People talking to you, and they're always talking to you when you're up. When you're up, they're talking to you because they know. They know they got to yell to hear your frequency. They got to yell to hear you. You got to sit there and pause things. Hold on, baby. And they know. Know they can, that's what I'm saying, organic. Organic is like organic. When you put organic as a seed in that platform, the hardest I say, hey, man, these organic pastures, it took about 3.5 years, 4 years. The tree, you come back to that tree. That fruit tree takes years to grow fruit on it. And then once you organically put that tree to fruitness and greatness, then you have fruit every time around that time. Is that not organic pimping?
It does.
Yeah, but when they don't have no fruit, that damn tree has leaves and things are fine and all. You know, what is this tree here for? Cut it down. I need some firewood. And she said, you better not touch nothing around here. And once again, you don't think it's a process? If you're saying, if it's all about asking questions and not understanding the question that you're asking, then maybe you have an answer that's inside of you. If the free natural elements of being yourself is ability of being free. If you are taking that ability of not having the stress, you already got the ability to learn. But when it's always learning over understanding, what does that mean? What is learning over understanding? What does it mean to you?
What it means is once you can comprehend the magic, once you can actually comprehend the divine answer, you can be purified. Your soul.
Pippin! Come on, man! Get pippin! Come on! People want to hear it. Come on, man! It ain't hard to say it. Tell the world! Is the dude talking there? Is he going to tell them more about organic pippin? Or is he going to go somewhere else?
So glad I didn't understand what that was. What one needs to do really personally is to first free yourself by being yourself.
Tell him. Come on, man. Come on. We're getting somewhere. We're going somewhere. We said, hey,
then you,
don't stop till you get it on. Don't stop till you get it on. Get on the track. And you roll in, man.
All the chains, all that baggage that is basically being piled upon you is basically toxic. I mean, you more that stuff was. More stuff is on you, and you know it helps you survive, at least in the shorter term. In the longer term, you don't know who you are, and you realize you've become a drone, a slave. Basically, just you wore a mask so long that's actually been stuck and fused to your face. Who are you? What are you? Ask yourself that question right now. Who are you? What are you? And really, the first step to freeing oneself, as cliche as it sounds, just looking in the mirror for a moment and just saying your own name.
It's clear like a spotlight to a search engine. Some things are more intangible in the distance of your position of the mirror. The mirror of searchlights is different, right? It's still a mirror, it's not a reflective mirror that you see. Is the capacity of seeing in general capacity, but first light, they call them first powers, is the light to go back and forth. And is that a different way to see reflection? You see fame within the clouds, man. And sometimes you don't see clouds. You see the sky, you see the light shining high all through the. You say, well, what's going on over there? Big as this going over there? man. That's something. Talk to him. Come on, talk to him, dude.
Take the first step yourself. It's 6:15 on the dot here, and you're listening to Organic Pimpin'. Organic Pimpin', and go on, finish it.
Hey, man, see what he's doing. See what it is? I'm staring up the ingredient to see Organic Pimpin'. You know, the ingredients that bodies my soul. Oh, my goodness, it's an ingredient.
Get involved in this conversation. Get involved in this conversation. Take a first step to embodying your own soul. We're at 1. Call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. We're here.
Now, listen to me. Y'all heard a lot of stories. There's a lot of people that have given you great wisdom. Guess what you did? Guess what you non-capriciating person did? You figured out, this person liked me. And the person that exploited me because they had, you know, utilized the skills of what's going on. You just undermine this, all that steps. You just allow the person that exploited you to keep exploiting you and undermine what you had in the message to be free. And that's just a different type of story, right? If somebody freed you and you're looking at what's wrong with them, you already became unfree, and you brought somebody in there. And as you was going to walk out the door, you told them to come in and have a seat. And at that point in time, you just bashed their ability to even see anything that's worth anything. And that's all caught up in you, and then you became like a snake. You embodied them. Now in the shell, you just, you know, spread out there, you know, they bones. You just, you know, and that's what you're doing. People are telling you they need freedom, and they're using you as the pressure to bring you into their problems and then give you the problems. And it's like, that's the most dirtiest incense. That's the most dirtiest fragrance. It's like somebody taking a cotton ball and wiping their face and just keep doing it over and over again, you know. And what you're doing is you're allowing more people to have a pile of trash. No one's free once they become a part of your wicked ways. For those, this is Organic Pimpin'. We don't got time for that. That's wasting our time. You know this. Trying to confuse the greatness in organic, but it won't work. Did you know that? It's not going to work.
That's all back to talk to.
Listen to these people, understanding how they are messing up people. We're spending all this time trying to convince people about this person is good, this person is bad, this person is bad, that person is bad, this person is good, this person is bad. And guess what? None of that really matters if the person you're trying to help is using all the knowledge to destroy you and not free themselves, but give you all the pain that they don't want to have for themselves. See you destroyed. Amen. What do they do? Come on, talk to them, dude. Talk to them. Talk to people that's trying to help people. Let's put them in the space where they're helping people that deserve the help. Not trying to exploit the help and trying to, you know, dissect the freedom.
Ask yourself right now, what thing are you out there in radio land? Anyone who might be hearing this at some point, any point. Tell people less listen to us live right now.
Man.
But
man, tell them no good bastards that we're trying to help. Tell them no good bastards that we're really trying to help where the people that deserve the freedom should be. We're just talking to people that we're trying to help, but that's what the people we're trying to help. It's not the people we're trying to help. The people that we're trying to help are the people that are behind the people we're trying to help. That's what we're saying. We're just in the way of the help and the blessing. You're in the way. Get out of the way. It's not for you. It's not for you. You can't say you're trying to destroy the freedom that we have. They're trying to destroy the freedom. Huh? They're trying to destroy our freedom. Because what they're doing is about helping, they're distracting us from the people that really need help. You know, we align ourselves in the you know, platform of the tracing of the ancestors that was here to help people, and all the people who are wasting their time and just keep letting us die because they just letting our greatness be compromised. Man, for you tomorrow, just helping people for the day, I appreciate all that. But for you just sitting there acting like you truly, you know, need the help, and you just sit here just appetizing the greatness, man, you can go all around the cracks of the toilet stool and look it all up and let the water hit your face to wake you up and get some water up your mouth. Yeah, we don't need to actually, you know, the waste. Your mouth and your spirit is waste. Now slide around and finalize the soul so we can get up away from your smelly self. Now, talk to him. He took so long, I think he wants the restroom. Come on, man. Yeah, you know that's the part of the bowl now.
No, I'm here. I'm here. All right. People, I don't want to sound like one of those cheesy televangelists at this point, but you really can free yourself.
What's wrong with that? If you're doing helping to help, who cares the people that you're not helping that can destroy you? They're not listening. What they want, one thing you can do is help somebody that's trying to destroy you and give you the freedom of hope. You know what I mean? What you do is either way, you have to kill you in the dark. Now, they want sunlight so people can see me in the snappers and snappers and these other people. With wise words and an emphasis left us. But it wasn't a dark. They weren't in the dark, man. But they can break our soul, man. Because they think the dark is all sweet. But they don't think the dark can hide greatness from people like that. They don't get that.
Don't give up. Listen. What a lot of you people need to do first, I think the first step they need to do is they need to give up the ghost, so to speak. This horrible thing you're pushing uphill, pushing this big boulder uphill, you know, that's actually called syphilis.
Do you realize this? We have 8 minutes before we slide across this time wave and end up some point in time to another show program. Another show program. What do you think? Do you truly free your happiness by hiding? Think you want to give them information? Man, I remember one day I told somebody my idea. My idea said, hey, you don't remember this? You just gave it to this. My idea was mad at me. It was so mad at me. And I could say, oh, my goodness. I wasn't supposed to do that. See, this it's a reason why your greatness hides. It's like hiding like it's growth. When you sit there and give it away, people just stem like birds that seed, stem the seeds before it grows. It's sticking seeds. You won't have nothing. There's a reason why it's freeing you. If some people like you have never been free, you think it's an accident that you're being free? It's an accident for you to destroy that. That's an accident.
I want people out there to take the first step freeing themselves. I would love to have somebody else on the show with us. I would love to.
Don't worry about that. You took as much time to get some coffee, get some peppermint, get some Hall's Cold Jacks, okay? Get some Listerine. Oh. No marketing, advertising, to give any ideas away to brands. But you know what I mean? Don't sleep on the show. People want to hear you talk. You had to think that way. Wake your mind up. Throw it across the bridge. Let it fly, man.
Everyone take a deep breath. A deep, slow, cleansing breath. That's the first step to basically organic pimping.
That's what it is?
And embodying the ingredients. Yes, taking that first deep cleansing breath. That's necessary.
And what you do after that point?
And once again, then you ask yourself, who am I? No, who am I really? Who am I? Why am I hiding? Why am I afraid to be me?
People hiding because they want to see what you got, but they can take it from you sometimes. That's what they're hiding.
Wouldn't it be great if that made any sense?
This guy right here is trying to huckle my greatness. That's cross-contamination. He's just, you know, passing gas and digging in his pants. You know, it's just gross. You know.
You are a gross bastard. Listen to yourself. Look. We're trying to basically do something thing, I guess this is supposed to be the playful, witty repartee that radio has back and forth or whatever. Or they were supposed to be talking about these people, helping them and, you know, unburdening them from basically the virus of not being, which is sadly all too common. And always has.
You know, you sound like you're part of a dog is being freed by some organization that don't know what the title labeled is called. Like, you know, it's like you come out the dog closet and you're like some organization. Don't want to hear the talk. Okay? Tired these damn animals. It's just too good. Like, what about people? Give people better situations, better experiences. See, a lot of all that number is the answers is being chased by dogs. You know, out of here. It's a damn by the back. Man, some people have so many dogs. I don't bother them dogs, man. I don't bother no animal, man. I would not bother animals. I don't pet people with dogs. Lady said, well, my dog is, you know, he's nice and everything. I just feel like the pet. Man, I ain't buying you or your dog. So don't tell me. They told the lady dog is very, very nice looking dog. Her dog looks so nice, like one of the dogs that's like one of them, you know, them dog shows, you know what I'm talking about? And the dog pageants. I mean, the dog looks so groomed. I really like that dog. The color and everything she had. So I just complimented her on the dog from a distance. You know, people say, everybody likes him, you know, he just think he ain't gonna bite him, but he protect me and all that. Man, what about the dog protect, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's another story. Everybody's comedian, organic, okay. I'm pretty much done for tonight.
And this is Dude Talk, and you've been listening to Organic Pimpin'.
One of the guys just take the information, and he's winging it. He ain't remember the title. He's just like, hey, can you give me a movie ticket for, I don't know what the movie is. It came out as a commercial. Everybody's coming to see it? Oh, he's like, man, you put another this, man. This time, by this time next week, right?
Yeah.
Your boy's going to be fighting, man. What do you think about that? Is it organically? Is he coming back? Is he successfully going to, you know, people, he's going to sponsor a lot of people, have a lot of organizations, right? Everybody, you know, I'm organically out of here.
I want to thank you all for listening, and please pick up again next week. And remember, we're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And you can pick up our shows. You can pick up or whatever on the net. You can do that. That is a fact. That is a fact. Everything's on the internet, ain't it? Ain't it? Look forward.
Yeah,
to
it is on there, dude. It's on there, man. And how you put the shows out there, man. And I was like, somebody gave you some food you never ate before, and you're like, hey, wait, what are you eating? Can you make food out again? Well, we ate about 300 different dishes. You know, last night. Oh, okay. For those out there, our show is going to be coming together with some amazing experiences. Soon. Then later. I thought it was gone, man. How I'm talking? I thought it was gone.
All right. Thank you all for listening. Thank you. If you can hear this at some point.
Hang up on it. When you hear him talk, it sounds like you're hanging up on him. Like somebody's calling you like a bill collector. I have to say that. Like someone hang up on it like a bill collector calling. Hang up like you, and he's talking like just like, click, hang up on it, like you hanging up on him. Okay, out of here.
Thanks for listening. Thank you, and good night.